The recent unrest in Charlottesville has stoked fears of a new civil war in the United States. Keith Mines for the State Department believes the country faces a 60% chance of civil war over the next 10 to 15 years. We keep saying it can't happen here, but then, holy smokes, it can. To David Blight, a Yale historian, we know we are at risk of civil war or something like it when an election, an enactment, an event, an action by government or people in high places becomes utterly unacceptable to a party, a large group, a significant constituency. However, some others doubt if the country will be plunged into civil war, though underscoring deep divisions along multiple lines.
It's not a civil war. And I think that it's important to make clear that the construction of this narrative of civil war serves the interests of the ruling class. This is a class war. This is a war of the ruling class against the underclass, working class, however you want to phrase it.
During and after his presidential campaign, Donald Trump modeled violence as a way to advance politically, giving the extremist groups a chance to come out of the shadows.
You know, the fringe right-wing skinhead KKK people certainly feel empowered with the Trump presidency. I mean, he panders to them. He refuses to sort of denounce those people.
The Southern Poverty Law Center reported in February the radical right was more successful in entering the political mainstream last year than in half a century. The organization documents more than 900 active and growing hate groups in the U.S. However, political experts say it's a mistake to give Trump too much importance.
Trump is a symptom of what is happening. He's not the cause of what is happening. He certainly is exacerbating much of the anger out there. I mean, Trump is really not an ideological guy. He's almost too stupid to be ideological.
In fact, white supremacism is a European legacy dating back to the colonial era.
You have to look at white supremacism from a perspective of 400 years and, you know, a kind of European and American colonial project. Again, America founded on, the genocide of indigenous people, 600 tribes, nobody knows how many millions died, and slavery.
That said, what happened in Charlottesville can lead to the dismantling of civil rights in the U.S.
The government is going to further limit things like free speech and dissent. You can expect more censorship. You can expect that American gulag of over 2 million prisoners to grow. You can expect more ICE raids and more deportations and just generally more of an assault on the underclass and the powerless.
Charlottesville and other deadly episodes throughout the country have shown how fragile the world's so-called most stable democracy can be. Some argue that the chickens have come home after years of demonizing others.
Demonizing Muslims, demonizing Russia, demonizing China, Serbs, whoever is the latest villain. And valorizing, making the military heroic, the police heroic. And this indoctrination has an effect. It has had an effect.
U.S. society has been programmed over time to hate the other, whether at home or abroad. But is there a way out?
What can return it to normal? A complete destruction of the existing system of inequality. And that's not going to happen. I mean, people, this is what you see with Charlottesville. It is divide and rule. I mean, you know, suddenly you have all these kind of meaningless terms, alt-right and alt-left and you know, Antifa. Where did this grammar come from? It's absurd.
It's not clear whether or not a second civil war will break out in the U.S., but no matter what you call it, there is already a war underrunning U.S. cities, claiming hundreds of lives each year.